Okay. I'd like to call the special meeting, April 24th special meeting of the Claremont County Public Library Board of Trustees to order at 6 o'clock. Can we have a roll call, please?
Ms. Dawes?
Here.
Mr. Cardinal?
Here.
Ms. White?
Here.
Ms. Kosika?
Here.
Ms. Ramos?
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's all rise and say the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have one item on the agenda tonight, and that is to discuss the 32 corridor project, which is the land acquisition in front of the Union Township branch by ODOT. In your materials for tonight, you will have a bulleted list. This is like the high-level Cliff's Notes summary of where we are today. So this goes over the dollar amounts for the offer from ODOT, what that consists of. Breakout for the cost of the two new lights that we talked about at the last meeting, the electricity charge, the building committee's recommendation, and the update from Union Township with regards to permitting or zoning for a lighting district. Would the building committee chair like to go over this for the board, please?
Sure.
Thank you, ma'am.
We met, and Don was able to get us the figures we needed to come up with our counter proposal.
Thank you, Don.
Yay, he did a good job. And so then we contacted Abby to see what our time frame was going to be, if we could wait till next month to take a vote. And she said, yeah, but then you will be working with the state negotiators, not me. She said, I can give you a week. So that's why we're pulling together this special meeting tonight. And our recommendation is that we have a vote, take a vote so we can get the counter proposal in and Abby can handle it for us.
Okay. So the current offer looks like is $41,545.
Yes.
Estimated cost for the two new lights is $2,432.47. That totals $43,977.47. And it looks like the building committee's recommendation that I'm reading here is $45,000 back to ODOT.
That is correct, and then that gives us a cushion in case some of these figures change.
Okay, and that cushion is the amount of $1,022.53 to offset any changes. And just to recap here, it looks like the electricity for both lights is listed here as $8.24. Is that a month?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. And that's something we're already paying for the existing lights?
Yes.
Okay, so that's
no
essentially
cost,
a wash.
Just a wash.
Okay. And skipping down here towards the bottom of the list, it looks like Union Township has no requirement for either a zoning permit nor requires a new lighting district. So there's no anticipated additional administrative costs.
No, there's no fee
there
for that. But Don had to give them the information on the lamps, the wattage, and he walked it over to the township trustees and he's got it. So
okay,
it's just a formality, but they already had the lighting zone already set up. What they needed was to know the difference in the lamps. And Don took care of that.
All right. I think if there are no questions about the information on the sheet, I'd like to get a motion to submit the counter offer to ODOT in the amount of $45,000, and then we can have some additional discussion of the motion. Do I have a motion?
I move that we... Yes, so moved.
Okay.
All that.
Ms. Way makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Yes, a second.
Mr. Ramos seconds. All right. Time for discussion on this. Any concerns with the proposal?
Why didn't we go to just 45? Why didn't we go up to their original 46?
I think it's probably because we thought we'd have a better chance of getting this.
Okay.
We don't look like a money grubber or anything. This is, I think it's a very reasonable counter. And I hope then that they will reasonably accept it and we can go on.
Without having to go to court.
Without having to go to court.
Because Ernie was explaining if we have to go to court, we have to hire our expert witnesses, which will end up costing us
a bunch.
So we're trying to avoid any court proceedings and get this settled outside of that process, but yet do it in a fair manner. And based on the information the building committee has gathered, and Dawn, thank you again for all your help in going to the township and camping on their doorstep, because I know you had to do a lot of extra work there. The estimate of the $1,000 plus cushion, I think, seems reasonable, that hopefully that will cover anything unforeseen. Any other thoughts or discussion here? Are we okay with the $45,000? Ready to vote on it?
All right. So we're making them offer they can't refuse, right?
That's, we're trying.
Well, I'm sure, you know, I think Abby had made some comments during our meeting with her that she wanted to get this wrapped up if possible, but she wanted to be as fair as possible and work with us, so fingers crossed.
And we wanted to work with Abby rather than the state negotiator, because we could take the vote in May, but then we would be working with the state negotiator,
mm-hmm.
and we would, you know, if we resolve the issue, they pull us off the docket, we wouldn't have the cost, but still, I think this is reasonable.
I actually wonder, though, as we're talking, and I'm obviously in favor of it, I think the fact that Don went to Duke and got some hard numbers that we were able to actually plug in, if you will. I know we're talking about a little flexibility of a little over $1,000, but we have those hard numbers from Duke as to the cost. So I think that supports our proposal. The only thing that I'm concerned about, I don't think we can deal with it now. If we go back to them with 45 and they say thank you but no thank you, we're staying at 41, then, you know, if we don't get back again until May with them, they may end up filing suit anyway. But if they file suit, we can still, if they're stuck at the 41, they file suit and we go back and say, okay, we'll take the 41.
Then it's over.
The suit goes away and we're not really involved in the litigation.
So here's a quick question. When this is presented back to Abby, you know, the building committee is going to outline all of our facts and figures and what's substantiating that $45,000 with the additional cost of the lights.
She just wants a dollar amount right now.
So she's not going to be asking for any of that. Okay. All right.
No, she gave me her cell phone number to send it to her after the meeting.
All right. Well, any other comments before we put it to a vote? And I'd like to do a roll call vote when the time comes.
She may want only the dollar amount, but I think Jim's right that to identify the fact that we went to all of this trouble to identify what these costs are, to include this information for them so that they can see, because we're asking for $45,000, which is about reaches a 50% increase, if there would be any increase, whenever it is they're going to get on to this, because it's been going on for soon to be, you know, 5-10 years to do this. I think it's very reasonable, and if that information is there and she can present it and here's what it is, as opposed to we're just asking for $45,000, they'll see that we are, you know, that we're being genuine,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to going back to the original amount. And I know what Tony meant by that, but their reasoning for doing it is because we're only one of a four-panel one entity of the people that are on the sign, I think it's very reasonable to indicate that, and I think we would win if it went to court anyway in a petition for appropriation. They'll set aside that amount of money, and then it's a matter of getting testimony. And the testimony can be an affidavit of the building, you know, individual, facilities manager, that identifies that and how we came up with those costs, and that they were, you know, identified by Duke themselves and whatever, and that we're a political subdivision also. And so we're more than willing to take a look at this. But we, if nothing else, I would say we definitely want the cost of the lights. You know, if it comes down at all and you don't want to give us that additional money, we're just that much further.
So I would suggest, kind of, if nothing else, when you give her that dollar amount that we're getting ready to vote on, when you give her that information, even if you're just, I don't know, if you're calling her or texting her, what the method of communication is going to be. This is the amount the board is requesting because we've done additional research into the additional costs the lights are going to present to us. And we have those numbers to back up that figure, and then see how she reacts to that, because she's going to be our advocate with ODOT. And let's face it, ODOT originally said we were not going to have to do anything with these lights, that they were going to take care of everything. So we have done this work for them. We have all, you know, I know we're getting paid, but our time is, we the board are not getting paid, but our time is precious as far as the effort and the amount of work that we've done. The building committee, Don's work, you know, so there's been no small amount of effort to get this research done and get these facts and figures in place so that we could be informed and ensure that we were getting a fair agreement. And that was all supposed to be taken care of. So
I think that if we call her and if we need to, we could just copy and paste this part and send it to her.
Yeah.
And that would back up our counter proposal.
Yeah.
If she wants it.
Oh, I could send the whole document, and they could see the time frame.
You could.
And why we were dealing with this up to the last minute.
Right.
You know, because we were really waiting for the township to respond about the lighting district and Duke to give us an estimate on the lamps. So I'll just forward this to her, and then I'll call her and give her the number, and I'll forward this to her.
Yeah. And all information that was supposed to be taken care of for the ODOT representative that we have now had to research and determine ourselves. That
through many, many different people.
Don exactly.
Had to go from person to person to person.
That's additional effort that I think has some weight to it with this counteroffer.
It's justification.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Exactly right. Yeah. All right.
Who gets the horse head in the bed?
Not me.
Tony. All right. Good gravy. All right. So
turn your mic.
All right. So we have a motion. We have a second. Could we have a roll call vote, please?
Ms. Dahl?
Yes.
Mr. Cardinal?
Yes.
Ms. Wade?
Yes.
Ms. Kosika?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
All right. Motion carries. Now, there's a second piece to this, and Ernie, you alluded to this a little bit. If they come back and they say, no, we do not accept the $45,000, I don't want to have to call another special meeting of the board, because it's difficult to try and get that scheduled and arranged. Is the board comfortable with the building committee acting on the board's behalf in concert with conversations with the president to make sure we get this next step outlined in the event they come back and say no? Or do you feel we need a full board meeting, another special board meeting called?
I think if we indicate that we want this and we're going to send this up to them, but just in case they don't go along with it, that we're going to authorize this, I think we've absolutely duped ourselves.
Yeah,
I don't agree with coming up with a sec, the, here's what we're doing. We came, we did all this research, we justified it, we've sent it to you, and then if that doesn't work, then, you know, let's hear what you have to say. If they come back and say, okay, we'll do the, based on the documentation, we'll do the 43, whatever it was, yes, right. We'll do that. Okay, that, then you don't want us to have any leeway, and we'll be, we may or may not be out of that, but we're still not going to be 2,000 and something out of it.
Understood.
So, and I think that if you do that, I think if you authorize a I'm going to say a second settlement, that they'll go, okay, we're just going to say no, because those are going to be public record. These are going to be online for them to listen to, and no. We'll have a second meeting regarding it, in my opinion.
Okay.
Well, I think at that point, there's no rush. We can just go ahead and handle it at the May meeting. We wouldn't need a special meeting.
That's fair. That's from a timeline perspective.
I mean, if they refuse, there's no rush then.
That's true.
Well, what if they come back and they say, no, we won't go to 45, but we'll go to 44. I think what Jenny was asking was some authority by the board or the building department, building
committee
to engage in a negotiation somewhere between the 41 and the 45 if they start coming back and forth. I thought
that's exactly what I was asking, because if they do come back and say, we have a timeline, we don't accept this, but we're going to offer this, then trying to call together another special meeting of the board, I'm looking for authority for the building committee in consultation with myself to discuss that with Abby and ODOT if needed. I may not need it.
She said that this was her last drop-dead week. This is it. Tomorrow is the day.
Yep. Okay.
If she gives us a counteroffer tomorrow, we're not going to have the time to call a building committee meeting. If you want to give authority for the board to ratify, I mean, if you're okay with me accepting a 43,000, I could just go ahead and accept it. I can run it past the building committee, but we're not going to be able to have a meeting, I don't think, in time.
I thought that's why we were meeting today, because tomorrow was the last
day.
Yeah,
tomorrow's the day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if she counters tomorrow and says they'll do 43,000 or
I don't want to talk about, I don't want to discuss what we would accept or not if they counter in this meeting, but I would like to know if the board's comfortable with giving the authority to have that conversation if necessary to myself and members of the building. The problem is that I can't call each of you and say, here's what's going on because of public meeting legislation.
You can call an emergency meeting in 24-hour period of time if that's what we need to do.
I can't guarantee we'd have a quorum. That's the concern.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think the way she sounded is it's either going to be accepted or not.
Okay.
In which case it goes to the Attorney General, goes to court.
Okay.
Is that your understanding?
That's my understanding.
Yeah.
I don't think there'll be any back and forth.
I think
she'll be glad to get the offer, and I think they'll accept it more than
I think they will too, because they're not going to want to go through the time
and
expense.
They don't want to go through the court.
The time and expense for this amount, this differentiation, and our justification behind it.
Right.
Instead of it looking like, well, they didn't do any research and whatever, and they're just trying to come down from what our original offer was until we found out this additional information.
Yeah.
And I think it's sound. I do.
Yeah,
I have confidence in it, but I don't necessarily have confidence in the other parties based on the way this has gone so far. I'm just going to put that in. I plan for the worst so I can be pleasantly surprised. That's it. That's all I got to say. All right. So for right now, we're just going to go with this offer. You're going to call her. You're going to let us know. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, send her all the information, that's good.
Yeah.
And I would do it, like either fax it, ask her what her fax is, or
I'll do it tonight, I'll send her an email. I'll do it before I go home.
Email and attach the documentation.
Yes.
That she has in writing, that's great.
And call, you're going to be calling her.
Oh, yeah.
Confirming she gets the information.
She's on speed dial.
And I want to make sure that it's very clear, though, to her that part of the reason for this counter is because of not just the additional cost, but the additional work and research we had to do to get to this point and understand what the costs were going to be, that initially were not supposed to be our responsibility per the ODOT rep. Because I think that's a key factor in this, right?
It is, we were initially told that, true.
I think that's a key factor, so, there you go. All right. Feel good? Okay, any other comments before we adjourn? I want to thank everybody for accommodating the schedule for this special meeting.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said I want to thank everyone for accommodating the schedule for this special meeting and coming in, I appreciate it. I know schedules are tight, so this is important stuff.
It's back to back with the one that's tomorrow morning at 11. I've been to the library 3 times in less than a week.
Well, I'm back again on Friday, so there you go.
Yeah, well, you're the president.
Well.
What can I say?
But I took a half day off my regular job, so there you go. All right, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right, Mr. Cardinal moves, I'm here, Mr. Ramos is seconding, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, motion passed, we are adjourning at.
Thank you.